looks like big NASCAR news coming this week. More big NASCAR news. And with that being said, back here on Darren Donick, Chase John Roberts, who lives here locally. You can hear him on Sirius XM NASCAR channel. And it looks like, John, we've got a little bit more clarification on that June race in 2021 out in Gladeville. Dare I say, do we think we have a date now, an exact weekend?
Well, you know, I don't know why they decided to roll it out the way they did today, with little bits at a time. But one thing about, you know, just a little backup, guys, a little background on this to where we got to where we are today. You know, about 5 years, well, actually 5 years ago, all the track promoters had told NASCAR that they wanted a longer deal. NASCAR for years just did 1 year deal. And, with every racetrack every year. And so they said, hey, we can't really plan much unless we know a little bit more in advance when we're going to have a race. So NASCAR gave everybody a five-year contract, which ends at the end of this year in terms of when you're going to have a race. Now, no one ever was guaranteed a particular date. You're just guaranteed a race. We said, well, each year we move the dates all around on you. And that was about the biggest bang you ever got in a schedule change. So that's why they were eyeballing this. They wanted to have it out in April. And, of course, we all know what happened in April and May of this year. So that all put it on hold. And, again, it was delayed a little bit more. This final announcement was delayed a little bit more from what we hear because they started talking about the dirt race at Bristol.
So what do you anticipate? What can we talk about? Because there's going to be a huge shakeup in this schedule. And for some racetracks, you know, and I feel bad for them, and I can speak on it, and the three of us can, because – you know, we know what that feeling is like because we're talking about Gladeville that's been sitting dormant for a good while when there used to be races out there. But there's going to be some tracks that are getting ready to lose everything. What can you tell us about kind of the revamped 2021 schedule?
Well, the certain things we know, Chicago and Kentucky are no longer as of right now.
How much does that surprise you, John? Or does it?
Kentucky does, Chicago doesn't.
Okay.
Chicago's been waning in popularity for years. The idea was, and this is what Brian France was all about when he started building new racetracks at ISC, he wanted NASCAR racing near the biggest media markets. So they tried some in New York and just didn't. So they said, okay, well, let's call Pocono our New York track because it's about an hour drive away from New York City, and that doesn't really work, but when you go to Chicago, being the third largest media market in the country, Brian France really wanted a race there. And so when they went there at first, it had the novelty factor. But when people got there, you figured out Joliet was about, you know, a million miles away from the actual Chicago.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose him? He gets zapped. Hold on, John. John, you went away. Hold on 1 second. Well, you went away. Yep. Okay, so you said you found out Juliet was way, way, way out, so then we lost you.
Yeah. Okay. And so therefore, you know, you really were racing in the third biggest media market in the country. It wasn't really making sense. And so that one doesn't surprise me. And also, again, Kentucky came out with a bang. Everybody really wanted to go there. To see it at first, but man, it has just been waning in popularity. So those don't quite surprise me. I'm pleasantly surprised with the number we hear this morning of five road course races during the season, which then puts us at Sonoma, the Glen, Circuit of the Americas, and the Roval, and let's see, I'm missing one.
Indy, right? Indy's going to be shaking
stuff up, right? Thank you. Indy. So five road courses, and that was another goal of the whole schedule change, was more short tracks and more road courses. So what we get in stone is what the additional road courses are going to be. But you know, have two open, well, shoot, four, three. Three open dates, the two Kentuckys and one at Chicago, that now you have those to work with.
So Chicago just goes away. Kentucky Speedway, which we've been to several times in between Cincinnati and Louisville, that's I guess the question I've got is what happens? Is it what happened here? They just sit there and I guess they go out and do testing and just what happens
to
those tracks?
There's a number of different things you can do with a racetrack like that, But the thing is you can't – the folks at Charlotte were really instrumental in doing this in the first place. You know, they had three events. They had three cup events. They had the 600, 500, and the All-Star event. Yet they went crazy with auto fairs, testing, sports car races, club car events. Then they have the Christmas tree lighting, the Christmas lights in December are absolutely amazing there. I don't think you can staff and run and maintain a NASCAR-sized facility like Chicago. So that's what I believe is going to happen. Like when you look at, I mean, people talk so much about North Wilkesboro. When North Wilkesboro lost its race, it sits there dormant, and you start seeing grass grow up in the cracks of the asphalt. And it's pretty, it's a sad sight because these are huge venues. But yeah, man, they go away. And it's shocking to see.
So what is the Nashville date official, or is it just still a rumor that third weekend in June?
That is most likely, as far as I know, that's all I've heard, that is going to be it. They just haven't announced it yet. So it'll officially be by the end of the day. And again, I'm a little bit confused as to why they decided to do things this way today.
Yeah.
I thought normally, you know, you just publish your schedule and put it out. And I think there might still be some negotiations going on here or there, but the schedule will be out. It will be finalized eventually. But what you're hearing right now most likely will stick. And one of the big things, one of the big hang-ups was when someone said, hey, let's run a dirt race at Bristol. Which, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm always open to a new suggestion. I'm always open to something different. But let's remember the Titanic was just different isn't good. And to take away a Bristol race to put a 3,400-pound stock car on a dirt track that you create is not going to go well. I do not think that's going to be a good show. They're not designed for dirt. You see ARCA run on dirt. It's not a good show. And it also takes away from the Eldora Truck Series race on dirt because that one works. And I just really don't think that is a good idea for Bristol to try to run a dirt race.
John Roberts is with us from SiriusXM NASCAR. And just to follow up on that, I agree. Like, I hear the idea and I go, okay. I'm intrigued, but then I think about it because you know how difficult it is to run on dirt. Some of these guys have a dirt background, some don't. You're turning a concrete track into a dirt track. I've just never understood why they don't make both Bristol races night. I know that they love, you know, the August or September race being at night and fixating on that, but make them both at night, Saturday night, and you're good. I think you get good crowds. I just don't know about something gimmicky like this.
I think it's too gimmicky, and I think what they were, you know, I understand people trying to make things unique. It's like when Charlotte came out with the Roval idea, and it really was a big hit. People didn't like the idea at first. When the fans went there, they loved it. The racing was great. The competitors liked it. So now everybody was all of a sudden going, okay, man, let's make a Roval at Indy. Let's make a Roval at Daytona. And the point being is, if everybody had a Roval, it wouldn't be unique. It wouldn't be special. The dirt race at Eldora for the trucks is special. It's unique. And, you know, Indy is in and of itself special and unique. And then the Daytona road course is iconic and special. So if you have something where you're asking a fan to come to a venue twice in 1 year and spend upwards of, $300 a ticket sometimes, like at a place like Bristol, $90 a ticket at some of your cheapest events, and you're asking somebody to do that with their family twice a year, you're brilliant to make it different. The two trips to the racetrack, if you have 2 days to make them different. But let's not get really too crazy about that, which I think is what we're doing here with the Bristol Dirt Race.
What do you think about, and I know Indy has announced this, that the Brickyard is going to be on the road course, but it's going to be a joint weekend with IndyCar, which is something that they did last year. It was the Xfinity Series that ran on the road course. The Cup guys ran on the Oval, but I hope there's more of these down the line. I think it's good for both series to have IndyCar have Cup on the same weekend. It's going to be cool at the most historic track.
Well, it's the bang for your buck for your fans. You know, if the fans are starting to go away from something, give them a reason to come back. And I just like those weekends that were packed with the trucks, the Xfinity, and the Cup, and making a ticket package available. So now if you put two different disciplines of racing at a venue, I think, again, now you're attracting much more of a fan base, getting, you know, the IndyCar people are watching NASCAR, NASCAR people watching Indy, and that is a good thing. And also, quite frankly, guys, you know, the Brickyard is, the Indy racetrack was designed for those open wheel cars. They put on a great show there. The pageantry of the Brickyard for NASCAR is always fantastic. It's a big race, but let's face it, we see a lot of single file racing at Indy on just the oval track. And sometimes we'll see a guy win. Well, more often than not, you see a driver win Indy by 5-6 car lengths minimum. And so to spruce that event up, I think, is a really good idea there. I'd say that one is a hit right away, and some of the other announcements that are coming are really good. But then again, we have to wait and see about a couple of them as to what's going to transpire.
Hey, final 20, 30 seconds, Sean. We haven't heard we know August, I think, is what's been thrown out. Do we have any idea the exact weekend next August for the street race, the Grand Prix?
I've heard first weekend in August, and again, they'll have to work that out too. When the full IndyCar schedule comes out, they'll nail down dates. But all these sanctioning bodies, they'll always tell you right away you have a race, and then it's a little while later that you find out your exact date.
When, right?
So,
okay.
Yeah. So this is what we'll find out about that. But what this does now. A lot of team general managers and owners were saying, okay, at least we know now, we may not know the exact weekend, but at least we have this ammunition now. We know we're going to these certain markets. I can start going out and getting on to sponsors and trying to get them, because I'll be racing in a specific market, and I know it.
Well done, as always, John. Thank you so much. Continue to be
Thanks,
safe.
Guys.
We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right, John Roberts, SiriusXM NASCAR channel. Looks like it'll be the third weekend in June out in Gladeville in 2021.
Which is Father's Day.
Which is Father's Day, and it looks like the first weekend in August for the street race, the Music City Grand Prix, which is going to be so cool next year for those two events. We'll come back. Titans head coach Mike Vrabel will speak about everything we've been talking about in the last 48 hours. We'll hear from him next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.